How's that go again? When the... Oh, yes, I keep wanting to do Carolina Moon or Marta or something. Let me hear you.
When the blue of the night meets the gold.
See, that's a nice melody, isn't it?
Someone...
May I have a copy to take along?
Waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Clifton Webb, Gary Crosby, Dennis Crosby, Philip Crosby, and Lindsay Crosby. And now, here's the daddy of them all, except Clifton, Bing Crosby.
Thanks, Ken, and for once, you're absolutely right. The four boys are going to be with us tonight, and I am not Clifton Webb's father.
Gee, imagine, five Crosbys on one program.
This may shatter the network.
You know, Bing, when I saw you and all the boys filing into the studio tonight, it reminded me of the famous Foy family of vaudeville days.
Well, in numbers, we can nearly tie the Foys, but when it comes to talent, I think they had us... How many... Foys
were there?
Six. Well, it depends whether you count Frisco or not. If you leave Frisco out, there's seven. But to get along with the proceedings, Ken, the Rhythm Ayers are rippling Mikeward. John Scott seems to be ready with a very stout downbeat, and the tune is called Hooray for Love.
Love, love, hooray for love. Who is ever too blasé for love? Make this a night for love. If we have to fight, let's fight for love. Some sigh and cry for love. Oh, but in Paris they die for love. Some waste away for love. Just the same, hooray for love.
It's the wonder of the world,
or the blunder of the world.
It's a rocket to the moon,
but with a touch of clair de lune.
It gets you high,
it gets you low,
but once you get that glow.
Oh, some trust to fate for love, others have to take off weight for love. Some go berserk for love. Loafers even have to go to work for love.
Sad songs are sobbed for love.
People have their noses bobbed for love. Some say we pay for love.
Ooh-bah.
Just the same, hooray for love. Some beat their brains for love. Other fellas miss their trains for love. Screen stars emote for love. Even politicians vote for love. Some take to drink for love. Others have to buy a make for love. Some rob a bank for love. Others never spend a franc for love.
Kings lose their thrones for love.
Lovers disconnect their phones for love. There's more to say for love, but for now,
nothing changed, just the same as ages ago.
Hippity-hip-de-hip, hooray. Hippity-hip-de-hip, hooray. Hippity-hip-de-hip, hooray. For love.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
For love.
Very good. very nice, Bing and Rhythmaires.
You're very nice to say so, Kenneth.
But, you know, Bing, this is spring.
Certainly. Hooray for love.
Oh, Bing, how can people go around shouting hooray for love when they can shout about the new Philco plastic portables?
Gosh, y'all fishhooks, Ken, I don't know. I guess folks have just blown their tops.
Well, let them blow their tops about the new Philco portables.
Why?
Why?
Yes.
Why, Bing, don't you know Philco's new plastic portables are just adorable and they come in four attractive colors?
Oh, well, that's different. That beats love any day.
I knew you'd see the light, Bing.
What colors do Philco portables come in, Ken? For instance, spank baby, pink, perhaps?
No, no.
Tight girdle purple?
No.
Under the sun lamp too long, beige?
Well, not exactly those colors, Bing.
No, what then? Hurry and tell us some of their hues. Paint a brilliant picture, but make it postcard size. We've much to do
with
tonight.
With alacrity, Bing. This new Philco portable really gives you a lot more radio for its size. Take it to the beach, the woods, the mountains. Get you the ball games. Gives you terrific tone and performance wherever you go. And that long-life Philco battery gives you many more hours of playing at less cost per hour. It's a three-way portable. Plays on AC or DC, too. At a new low price for Philco quality. Oh, yes, and those real gone colors being just dreamed up. Its smart plastic cabinet is an eye-catcher in your choice of ivory, tan, maroon, or blue-green. Ask your dealer for the Philco 602. Tops in portable radios from Philco, the leader.
They tell me these balmy summer evenings are just ideal for such outdoor capers as swinging down the lane. It's an old tune, but the custom still prevails. Everybody hand in hand, swinging down the lane. Everybody's feeling grand, swinging down the lane. That's the time I miss the bliss that we might have known. Nights like this, when I'm all alone. When the moon is on the rise, honey, I'm so blue. Watching lovers making eyes like we used to do. When the moon is on the wane, still I'm waiting all in vain. Should be swinging down the lane with you. Honey, I'm so blue. Watching lovers making eyes like we used to do. When the moon is on the wane, still I'm waiting all in vain. Should be swinging down the lane with you.
Before we go any further, I meant to ask you, were you trying to reach me on the phone Tuesday night?
Yes, I was. I certainly was. I thought you and Betty might want to join Dixie and me over at Paramount for a showing of a very flashy new Technicolor item called The Emperor Waltz.
That's your new picture with Joan Fontaine.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's the picture about, Bing?
Well, I can't give away all the plot. I wouldn't want to do that,
no.
Ken. But I will tell you that Joan has a dog called Scheherazade, and I have one named Buttons.
Yeah.
They fall in love, and for a while it looks like I'm going to lose my buttons.
Oh, no.
Pretty clever?
Oh, very. Yeah, I'm sorry we missed seeing the picture, Ben.
Well, Dixie and I almost missed it, too. We couldn't get anybody to stay with the kids.
Uh-huh.
Tuesday night, you know, is our maid's night out.
Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought maid's night out was Thursday.
That's usual, yeah, but our girl is different.
Yeah.
She has to get off on Tuesday. You see, she plays third trumpet on the Bob Hope Show.
Who'd you finally get to stay with the boys?
Well, we called several babysitters, but they're all busy. Yeah. Seems the Babysitters Union was holding a diaper folding and refrigerator rating contest at Chula Vista very same night. But I finally hit on a brilliant scheme.
I'll just bet you did.
I certainly did. I happen to remember Clifton Webb in 20th Century Fox's Sitting Pretty. Clever movie, too.
Oh, sure. He plays a babysitter in that.
A very funny babysitter. So I decided to call him up. Say, aren't we getting into this a little like Fred Allen would do?
Well, is that bad?
That's good.
That's very good.
Anyway, I dialed Clifton's number.
Hello? Clifton Webb's residence. MacArthur speaking.
MacArthur?
Oh, not General MacArthur. MacArthur Yamakata.
Well, Mac, tell me, Mac, is Mr. Webb in?
Mr. Webb, in to some paper, out to some paper. Which some paper are you, please?
Just tell Mr. Webb that Mr. Crosby's calling. Bing Crosby, would you please?
Here I hear.
Hello? Clifton Webb speaking.
Clifton, I just wanted to tell you, called you purposely for this. I wanted to tell you I've seen your picture Sitting Pretty 3 times, and I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you, Bing, and I intend to see Emperor Waltz 3 times. Now, what is it you want?
Well, Dixie and I want to go out this evening, but we have no one to stay with the kids. The babysitters are all having a convention tonight.
Your children don't need a sitter, Bing. That's a job for the National Guard.
They turned me down.
And I think I should make it perfectly clear to you, Bing, I abhor children.
Oh, Clifton, that's hardly the attitude to take. You were once a kid yourself.
I was never a child. I was born at the decent age of 32.
Oh, transcribed for a later release, huh?
No, I was an incubator baby, and I held the front door shut from the inside.
Really hiding out, huh? 32 years in an incubator.
It was warm, that's all I asked.
Getting back to my boys, if you'll take care of them tonight, Clifton, I promise you, you won't have any trouble with them. They're all perfect gentlemen.
So is gorgeous George, but he fractures every opponent.
My kids aren't roughnecks, Clifton. You're making mountains out of my gentle little molehills.
Gentle?
Yes.
Gentle?
Mm-hmm.
Bing. Only last week, I caught your gentle little molehills taking the top down on my car.
Well, all boys are mechanically minded. They like to push buttons. They like to watch things work. That's the only reason they took the top down on your convertible.
Bing, my car is not a convertible. At least it wasn't.
Oh. Well, you should have a convertible anyway. They're so smart. Now, what do you say? Will you come on over and take charge so Dixie and I can get an evening out?
Well,
oh, come on, Cliff.
Very well, Bing. I'll come over and sit with the children. But I warn you, if they get the least bit out of hand, I'll tuck them in bed and turn the electric blanket up to barbecue.
You won't have any trouble, Cliff. And thanks a lot.
So, Clifton took the job, huh, Bing?
Yeah, Ken. Wasn't that nice of him?
Nice. I'd say it was downright courageous.
Well, yes. But I tried to smooth the way for Clifton. Before leaving, I called the boys into the living room for a little pep talk. Hey, gang, everybody. In here, come on. Front and center.
Did you call us, Dad?
What's up, Pop?
Now, fellas, your mother and I are going out for the evening, so I've arranged for a babysitter to come in.
Gee, Dad, we're not babies anymore.
Nevertheless, I have called a sitter.
But, Dad, do you realize that I expect to shave any day now?
Gary, I've seen piano keys that need a shave worse than you do. You'll have a sitter.
Well, I'm growing up just the same.
Son, just a minute. Don't you see, when you grow up, I grow up. Now, you wouldn't want that to happen to your poor dear pappy, would you?
Oh, I see what you mean, Dad.
Sure.
I'll take it easy.
Thank you. So it's all settled now. Clifton Webb will be over soon.
Gee, Pop, why'd you have to get Clifton Webb?
Well, I had to get somebody in a hurry, and he lives near us.
Why didn't you get Rita Hayworth? She lives near us, too.
Don't be like your Uncle Everett.
It's Say, Dad, can we go to the ball game tomorrow night?
Ask your mother. Now, we're leaving soon, and when we return, I want this house to be still standing here.
Oh, we couldn't move the house.
Well, you could try. Now, I don't want to find any shutters off the windows. I'd like to see the front porch exactly where the architect placed it, the furniture exactly in the same places where your mother made me move it yesterday. In other words, the entire premises will be intact. Is that understood?
Yes, but remember, this is earthquake country. Sure.
Say, Dad.
What?
Is it all right if we whip up a batch of popcorn later?
Ask your mother. Now, Mr. Webb is a very nervous gentleman. I don't want you boys to do anything to upset him.
Can we listen to Bob Hope's program tonight?
Ask your mother. Now, remember this. Treat Mr. Webb very kindly and do everything you can to cooperate with him. And you've got to be in bed by 9 o'clock.
Gone knees.
9 o'clock?
Yes.
Gee, Dad, that's when the chickens go to bed.
And that's another thing. I want you to take those chickens out of your bedroom, too.
Those aren't chickens, Pop. They're just feathers.
Feathers, huh? I distinctly heard those feathers cackling a little while ago.
Gee, I wonder how they could cackle.
Maybe they're very clever feathers.
Certainly must be. Now remember, in bed at 9, and don't forget your teeth.
Oh, we'll take them with us.
I mean, brush them. Bunch of comics. Also, everybody wears pajamas tonight.
Gee. What's the matter with underwear?
Dennis, I've explained to you that underwear's just for the daytime. Everybody wears pajamas tonight.
Tops or bottoms?
Both. You wear both.
There's a bit of a limp in the air, and I think I'll slip into my Dr. Denton's.
Good luck to you and your Dr. Denton's. Well, that's it, boys. Be sure that Mr. Webb is made comfortable. Just feel that he's your guest this evening. Do everything you can to make him feel at home and happy.
Don't worry, Dad. We'll give him an evening you'll remember for a long time.
I hope I don't detect an ominous ring in there.
Say, Pop, can we get the wrestling matches on the television set?
What television set?
The Philco television set. What else?
Naturally, that's more like it. Our sponsor, you know.
Well, at least we don't have to worry about cheese anymore.
I'll say, we'll never run out of Velveeta.
We better cut out the cheese talk. Linny's Mickey Mouse watch is drooling.
Ha ha. Hey, that's pretty clever, Pop.
That's a rib steak. I'm talking to you later, private. Well, boys, I'll see you in the morning. Good night.
Night, Dad.
Night, Pop. Oh, Pop.
Huh?
What about the television set? Can we turn it on?
Ask your mother. Night.
Ask your mother. Ask your mother. Boy, has he ever henpecked.
Well, Bing, you don't have to tell me another word. I can just about imagine what happened when Clifton arrived at your house and rang the doorbell.
Well, I suppose I should ring the doorbell. Well, well, well. Is that corny?
This is Mr. Webb, I presume.
Yes, yes, this is Mr. Webb, and I suppose you're the James boys.
We ain't the sons of the pioneers.
Come in, Mr. Webb, and make yourself at home.
Thank you.
I'm Gary, Mr. Webb.
How do you do?
And these are the twins, Phil and Denny.
Hi, Mr. Webb.
Hi, Mr. Webb.
And this is Lindsay.
Hiya, spider.
Young man. Next to children, I detest puns most.
Gee, you sure have a nice suntan, Mr. Webb.
I got that from riding in an open car.
You're welcome.
Now then, boys, come. You sit on that side of the room, and I'll sit over here. Remember, good behavior.
Oh, yes. Would you care for the evening paper, Mr. Webb?
Yes, thanks, I would.
Here you are.
Thank you.
That'll be 5 cents.
Young man, unless the Republicans have nominated Alf Landon again, this paper is older than you are.
Hey, Hey, Phil, what's that thing around his neck? Where? There.
Gentlemen, this is a cravat, a necktie.
Yeah, Danny, you remember. Dad's wearing a necktie in his wedding picture.
That was... that was before our time.
Now, come, boys, come. Let's all busy ourselves. I'll recline here on the couch and read Mr. Landon's campaign promises, and you boys busy yourselves doing something quietly. There are lots of books over there. Now you go and open them.
Yes, sir. Say, here's a new book, Win, Lose, or Draw by Warren Brown.
He's a sports writer, and the book's about horses, boxing, and baseball.
Boys.
Gee, I wonder if there's anything in here about the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're better
people. Boys, please.
Hey, look, here's a story about Babe Ruth.
Gee, look at that swell uniform he has on.
Yeah, isn't that a dinger?
Dinger, winger, or plinger, read the book and be quiet.
Oh, pardon us, Mr. Webb. We didn't mean to disturb you, old chap. Look who's here. Here, Bullet.
Hey, Bull.
Hey, boy.
Hey, Mr. Webb, what do you think of our dog?
Dog? I've played polo on ponies smaller than that.
He is pretty big. He's a Labrador retriever.
A what?
A Labrador retriever.
Why anyone would ever want to retrieve Labrador is beyond me.
Look, he likes you, Mr. Webb. He's licking your face.
Please call him off. Call him off. He's diluting my aftershave lotion. Go away. Scat.
Here, boy. Here, Bullet.
Thank you. Now let's try to regain the happy state of composure we nearly captured some moments ago. Now, that's splendid. Now, I'll just take a little nap here while the four of you hold that beast in abeyance. Come now, quiet now.
Gee, what does Mr. Webb want to go to sleep for? He's antisocial.
I guess we must be boring him.
Boys.
I think we're pretty jolly. Why should he be bored?
He just doesn't appreciate it.
Please, boys.
Hey, maybe we should do something to entertain him.
I know. Gary, why don't you play him a solo on your trombone? And I'll play the piano.
I got the old slip horn right here.
Gentlemen, if I hear one tinkle on that piano or one blast from that horn, I'll rat on you to Petrillo.
Go ahead and rat. We've got paid-up cards. I've got an idea. Let's all sing for Mr. Webb. Yeah, let's give him the Wabash Cannonball.
Boys, please.
You start it, Gary, and we'll join in.
From out the wide Pacific to the broad Atlantic shores, she climbs the high mountains, up the hill and by the shore. Although she's tall and handsome, and she's known quite well by all, she's a regular combination of the Wabash Cannonball. Our eastern states are dandies, so the western people say. She's climbed O' Rock Island, took all her style away. To the lakes of Minnesota, where the rippling waters fall. No changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball.
No changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball.
Everybody having fun?
Hey, Dad!
My Bing, what are you doing back so soon?
Back? Haven't even left yet. Dixie's still dressing. But don't let me break this little thing up here. What's going on?
Come on, Pop. Climb aboard. There's always room for one more. Yeah, Dad, we need a little volume.
Little volume, huh? Well, you got the quality, I guess. Give me a vamp. I'll climb in here.
Just listen to the jingle and the rumble and the roar.
Hit it, boys.
As she glides along the woodland to the hills and by the shore.
Beat it out.
Hear the mighty rush of the engine. Hear the lonesome hobo's call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball.
Wait.
Oh, Cannonball. While she's traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Well, I could go on and on, Ken, telling you what happened the rest of the evening, but we really haven't got the time. If you want to get the gruesome details of what happened later, contact Clifton Webb.
Suppose I get in through Bill Smith out of Fox?
No, he's at a rest home in Monrovia. Oh. I'm going out next week for the unveiling. They're removing the bandages.
I may join you. Before the unveiling, I may say a few words about Philco.
Oh, that should be easy to listen to.
Why, certainly, Bing. Philco's always easy to listen to. Easy on your eyes, too.
Naturally.
Take Philco's new 1283 radio phonograph. It's a perfect parlay, thrilling to listen to, and its gorgeous mahogany cabinet is as easy on your eyes as a cover girl. Tone? Ah, but tops. Record changer? A real smoothie. Speedy yet safe. Changes up to 12 records at a clip. It won't get out of whack if you just breathe on it either. And price, well, try and top it. You couldn't match the value in a month of Sundays. All this, plus plenty of record storage space in the cabinet, adds up to the kind of fine radio phonograph you've always wanted. So compare Philco's new 1283 at your dealer now, and let your own eyes and ears tell you it's your tip-top buy for your money in console combinations from the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco. Famous for quality the world over.
Here's a ballad from Britain. Some very catchy words, some nice music. They can keep bundles like this coming. Yes, sir.
As you walk, as you talk with the one you love, do you know just how lucky you are when you stroll hand in hand neath the moon above. Does your heart sing how lucky you are? There's so many heartaches in this world of ours, but sometimes a dream will come true when the one that you love is in love with you. That's the greatest of blessings by far, and you don't know how lucky you are.
It's about time now to corral the clan and head them over to Romeo's for a plate of spaghetti. They worked hard tonight. I guess they should be fed. Boys, would you like to say goodnight to everybody? Gary?
Night, folks.
Dennis?
Night, all.
Philip?
So long, everybody.
And Lindsay?
Good night, folks. See you the same time, same station, next week.
Yeah. For your information, this time next week, you'll be a member of our vast and charming listening audience, old boy.
Incidentally, Bing, who's your guest next week?
Next week, Clifton Claudette Colbert joins us.
Ah, that'll be pleasant.
That's our motto, and thanks again, Clifton.
Thank you.
Folks, this month has been set aside by presidential decree as Cancer Control Month. The urgency of this appeal is stressed by the terrible fact that cancer will strike one out of every two families unless something is done. Cancer control is vital to every man, woman, and child in this country. Send your contribution now to the American Cancer Society, Los Angeles 5, California, or to your local chapter. Thank you, and good night.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guest, Claudette Colbert. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader. We'll be right back. is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Miss Dorothy Kirsten of the Metropolitan Opera.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Thank you, thank you. Good evening, folks, good evening. This is Al Jolson of the Kraft Music Hall. And tonight, I'm going to start with a song that was written when everybody used to call me Asa. Hit it, Lou. Come on in here. Come on in here. Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here. Come on in here. Here's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, what am. Oh, honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear that Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here. Alexander's Ragtime Band. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. My honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear that Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here. Alexander's Ragtime Band. Say, Oscar, come over here a minute. You're a baseball fan, so naturally you must know that the big league season opened Monday in East. You know that, don't you?
Yes, Al. I wish I could have been at that opening game in Washington.
I'd like to have been there, too.
They have quite a ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every year, the president throws out the first ball.
Yeah, I know that, but this year is different. The Republicans are trying to throw out the president.
As a matter of fact, I didn't expect the president to show up at the Washington Senators game.
Why not?
Well, when the Senators team came to the White House to give him his gold pass...
Yeah?
He vetoed it.
Well, maybe he thinks they haven't been playing ball with him. But, Oscar, did you... I just tell him. Listen, did you see any of the night games the Hollywood stars have been playing here?
Well, I don't like night games.
Why not?
The moon gets in my eyes.
Well, look, Oscar, moon or no moon, you're so right. You see, everybody else enjoys the game. Now, the other night, I went with Jack Benny, you know. And believe me, that's the last time I'll go with that guy.
Why, what's the matter with Benny?
Well, we went dibbies on a bag of popcorn. And get this, will you? He ate 46 kernels to my 41. Can you imagine? He cheats at popcorn.
Well, Al, my main objection is that since Henry Wallace used the ballpark to make a speech...
Yeah?
It isn't good for baseball anymore.
But, Oscar, look, why should Henry Wallace affect a baseball game?
All the players keep hitting to the left. The moon gets in his eyes.
Oscar, never mind the left. You go to your right, and there you'll find a piano where you put your pretty little fingers. And I will come put a little bit of the pretty little second movement of Tchaikovsky. Piano concerto.
Thank you.
After all said and done, it takes a mother of growing youngsters to really appreciate Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta. When she spreads or slices that golden Velveeta, it's such a satisfaction to know she's handing out a snack that's a real bodybuilder. You see, Velveeta helps supply muscle-building protein, a high-quality, complete protein from milk. It also offers important milk minerals and food energy, riboflavin and vitamin A. And Velveeta is as digestible as milk itself. All this you can give the children in a treat. So no wonder so many smart mothers always have a loaf or package of Velveeta on hand. Buy some tomorrow and get the good Velveeta habit for snacks and sandwiches at your house.
How do you like the way I played that, Al?
You want my honest opinion, Oscar?
No, but it's like saying don't to your singing. You'll do it anyhow.
Now, look, Oscar, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but in your short rendition of Bach's Chromatic Fantasy in Fugue in D minor, your andante con moto was allegro non troppo. Now, my advice is that the next time you play moderato on the clavichord, you should use a little more delicato on the fermato.
Al.
Yeah.
Do you know what you just said?
I know one thing. It's clean.
First you said I played Bach's Fantasy in Fugue in D minor when I actually played Brahms' Lullaby.
Well, even a child could make that mistake.
Then you said I was playing fast and slow at the same time.
Yeah.
Next, you advised me to play a piano with hammers instead of fingers and play the loud portion softly. That couldn't be done in 100 years.
I can wait.
With you, it's possible.
Now, Oscar, that remark wasn't necessary. In fact, I'm a little hurt. But even though my heart is breaking, I'm going to sing. Now, you can kid me all you want, but tonight, I'm going to sing a new song, even though my heart is breaking.
Your heart must be breaking if you're going to sing a new song.
Eyes aglow that can put the moonbeams to shame. Lips I know that can burst a kiss into flame. These, my love, are the things you left in my heart. Just to remember you, remember you. Tender sighs that can say such wonderful things. Little lies, funny how their memory still clings. Though we're apart, I know that a new love won't start. Not with the things you left in a moment.
Very good, Al. There was a lot of pathos in that song.
That's right, Oscar. The song tells a very sad little story.
Well, let me tell you one that isn't so sad. You know the good humor ice cream wagons that come down the street playing a song?
Sure, a friend of mine is a good humor wagon tuner.
Well, as I was saying, yeah. My kids like the good humor tune so much,
yeah,
that after the truck goes by, they gather around my piano with their ice cream while I play it like this. Oh! 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 Oh!
Oscar, wait a minute. What? I know that's taking the straw, but what are those O's for?
The kids keep dropping ice cream down my neck.
Well, it's nice when your music sends chills down your own spine. But look, Oscar, right now, if you don't mind, give me a patriotic arpeggio. And please don't ask me what I'm going to sing.
Why should I ask? It could only be any one of a million songs.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die.
Al, aren't you rushing the 4th of July season?
Well, according to the afternoon paper, this week is the 173rd anniversary of Paul Revere's ride. And don't tell me I was there.
I'm sure you weren't, Al.
Okay, okay. But on second thought, sometimes I do wake up at night with my heart thumping, and I hear the pounding of hoofbeats, and someone yelling, "The British are coming!" Did I say hoofbeats?
The moon was shining in your eyes, Al. Gad, what memories this man has. Al, I don't want to stir up memories of your middle age.
Yeah.
But what was that famous song you sang when you led the charge with Teddy Roosevelt at San Juan Hill?
I wasn't there. But if you think I don't know it, you're crazy. Charge! When you hear the bells go ding-a-ling, all join round and sweetly you must sing. And when the verse am through, the chorus all join in, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight, my baby. When you hear the bells go ding-a-ling, all join round and sweetly you must sing. And when the verse am through, the chorus all join in, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.
Bravo, bravo, Al. I enjoyed that very much.
Oh, thank you, Dorothy. Oh, Oscar, you know Dorothy Kirsten of the Metropolitan Opera, don't you?
Glad to meet you. I'm very happy to meet you. I'm delighted to meet you, to meet you, to meet you.
I'm a new boy around here. What's going on?
Well, Al, you know in opera, they sometimes take the whole first act just to say hello.
Oh, I get the idea.
Welcome, 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 Miss Kirsten, to the Kraft Music Hall, sponsored by Kraft, makers of Velveeta, cheddar cheese, cottage cheese, Kraft dinner, and famous Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip. Weep, 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 weep.
What? Stop weeping, her.
Well, Dorothy, what do you think of the welcome I give you? What do you think of that hello?
Toot, toot, tootsie, goodbye.
I finally met someone who feels like I do.
Oh, I don't really feel that way, Al. I've always wanted to appear on Music Hall with you.
Well, I'm really happy about that, Dorothy, because my ambition is to hear you and see you in the opera.
You could have seen her, Al. Dorothy sang yesterday at the auditorium.
Oh, I couldn't go last night, Oscar. It was fight night. You see, my wife prefers I go to the fights because they have television.
What's television got to do with it?
Well, my wife sits at home, and when the television cameras flash around the crowd, she knows for sure I'm really there.
Well, I'm sorry you missed the opera, yeah, though. I sang Madame Butterfly.
Oh, I know that. Poor butterfly, neath a blossom waiting, poor butterfly.
Al, Dorothy means Madame Butterfly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, poor butterfly's mother, I get it.
Dorothy, how about singing One Fine Day?
What's the matter with right now?
Oh, right, One Fine Day, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the music hall tonight, we're proud to have Miss Dorothy Kirsten, who'll sing Un Bel Vendremo, which she calls One Fine Day. Because she thinks, this is silly, she thinks I don't understand Italian. I don't.
Thank you.
Che dirà, che dirà? Chiamerà butterfly dalla lontana. Io senza dar risposta me ne starò nascosta un po' per gioia e un po' per non morire dai brividi. E io con cugina chiamerò, chiamerò pigina mulettina, di verbene, i nomi che mi dava al suo venire. Tutto questo però te lo prometto.
Dorothy, Dorothy, honestly, that was beautiful. That was the best singing we've had here in the hall for at least 2 minutes.
Al, you're not comparing yourself to Dorothy Kirsten.
Well, not exactly. She's prettier than I am.
Actually, Oscar, I'm very honored at the comparison. Mr. Jolson has given us all a mark to shoot at.
Yeah, and everybody keeps missing him.
Well, Oscar, you can kid me all you want, but Dorothy, would you believe it if I told you that once I sang in opera?
No, I wouldn't believe it.
Well, let me put it in such a way that there's no room for answers. It so happens that I sang the part of the devil in Carmen.
Oh, but Al, the part of the devil is in Faust.
Al sings like the devil in any opera.
The moon gets in your eyes, eh? Well, look.
Al, what are you talking about opera for? Why, you wouldn't know Puccini from Verdi.
Is that so? Well, if they're in the hall, have them stand up. I'll show you.
Al, sad to say, Puccini and Verdi are no longer with us.
Well, that's the trouble. You see, the minute two guys get good out in Hollywood, they go to MGM.
Oscar, I wouldn't discourage Al about singing opera. I've listened to this program, and I believe he has a very rich voice.
See?
You think his voice is rich? You should see his vault.
Al, do you honestly feel that you could sing opera?
Sure I can. Oscar, give me a Metropolitan Opera House arpeggio.
La donna immobile, mal più mal vento, tutto l'ambiente e di pensiero.
You can laugh, Dorothy, but you see I can do it. Now, let you and I sing a big opera together.
All right. Something from La Boheme?
La Boheme? La Boheme, huh? Uh-huh. I'm glad, honey, you mentioned La Boheme. I'm really glad, because I don't know that one.
What about a duet from Traviata?
Oh, Traviata, I like that one, but I haven't sung Traviata for some time, really.
How about Mammy from Winter Garden?
The moon gets in my eyes. Oh, that's a good one, though. That's a good one.
Al, what do you say we sing something that's a little more comfortable for both of us?
Perfect.
Say, Embraceable You?
That sounds quite comfortable.
Oscar, I'd love to have you join us.
I'll give you what protection I can.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you.
Embrace me, my irresistible you. Just one look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me.
I love all the many charms about you.
And I ain't kidding.
Above all, I want my arms about you.
Don't be a naughty baby. Come to mama, do.
My sweet embrace above you.
My sweet embrace above
you. Tonight we have a suggestion for a lickin' good spring main dish. It's asparagus bundles with rich golden Velveeta sauce. Now here's all you do. For each member of the family, cook a good generous bundle of fresh green asparagus. Over that, you pour rich golden cheese sauce, made the easy, sure success way with Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta. You top it all with a crisscross of broiled bacon slices and listen to the happy whistles. Now, to make that cheese sauce, just be sure you have a half pound of genuine Velveeta, the cheese food that always melts to perfection. When that half pound of Velveeta has melted at the top of your double boiler, stir in 1/4 cup of milk, season to taste, and that's it. Yes, it's no trick at all to make grand cheese sauce with smooth-melting Velveeta, a rich, nutritious sauce that's grand on dozens of vegetables as well as seafood, eggs, leftover chicken, ham, or what have you. When you buy Velveeta, it's smart to get the 2-pound size that keeps you stocked for cooking and for snacks and sandwiches. Whenever you buy a cheese food, make sure it's genuine Velveeta.
And now, folks, I'd like to sing you an old song that many young fellas are singing to their girls right now. I'm sure a lot of you will remember it. I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be good, I can be bad. It all depends on you. I can be lonely out in a crowd. I can be humble. I can be proud. It all depends on you. I can save money or spend it. Go right on living or end it. You're to blame, honey, of what I do. I know that I can be bigger, I can be king, I can be almost any old thing. It all depends.
Money or spend it, go right on living or end it. You're to blame, honey, for what I do.
I know that I can be bigger. I can be king, I can be almost any old thing. It all depends on you.
It all depends on.
Good night, folks.
Because of the great increase in the number of patients in hospitals, there's a tremendous demand for more nurses. Those young women who select nursing as a career will have a chance to serve humanity. Go to your nearest hospital for further information. Next Thursday, our special guest in the Kraft Music Hall will be Victor Moore. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Stay tuned into the station to hear Jack Carson with Eve Arden, who'll follow immediately.
It's no problem to get the family to eat salads when you make them with Kraft French dressing. Kraft French dressing has a smooth come-on flavor, spicy yet mild. Why don't you try Kraft French dressing tomorrow? Or if you like a dressing that's more highly seasoned, ask for Miracle French dressing, also made by Kraft. It has just a tantalizing touch of onion and garlic. Try them both soon. Kraft French dressing and Miracle French dressing.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show.
Ink, a dink a dink, a dink a doo, a dink a dink.
Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and Victor Moore. And as an additional treat this evening, Jimmy's old partners Lou Clayton and Eddie Jackson. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rexall's prescription for a pleasant evening, the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
Start off each day with a song. Now even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better. Ha! I'm glad that note came out. On the last x-ray my doctor took, it showed up as a safety pin.
Gosh, now you're really sparkling tonight.
Yes, Howard, I'm feeling fine, really fine.
Fine! Fine! I heard what you said! Fine! Fine!
Poor John L. Lewis, since yesterday he can't stand the mention of that word. The miners came out, and Lewis almost went in.
Well, speaking of national affairs, Jim, a lot of our listeners are confused about the new tax bill. They've been writing in asking how they're supposed to figure out their take-home pay.
It's simple. Multiply your net income by deficient amortization, divide by the least common denominator of the excess profits, and move the decimal point 2 spaces to the right, which allows the fiduciary to pass.
Now, what does all that mean, Jim?
It means that when the government gets through figuring your take-home pay, it doesn't pay to take it home. Nowadays, when a wife goes through her husband's pocket, all she gets is lint.
Well, Jim, I can see that you've gone into the problem thoroughly, but from what I've observed, I'm convinced that you have to be more of an entertainer than a politician to get elected.
A truism that's true. Yeah. Why, last year they sent the guy to the Senate because he knew how to play the banjo. Another congressman was elected because he played a hot fiddle. And look at Big Jim Folsom, the governor of Alabama.
Governor Folsom, is he a musician?
The way he's always puckered up, he must play something. God, Durante, you must have swallowed your Longines watch. You're really ticking tonight. But in view of this trend in politics, I'm going to revive the act I did 20 years ago with my two partners, Lou Clayton and Eddie Jackson. And believe me, it'll send me right to the White House.
Oh, but Jimmy, you haven't done your act together in 20 years.
That's why I got them down here, to run through our act.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's introduce them.
All right.
Oh, what a thrill. Folks, for the first time on the radio, doing their old act together, one of the greatest acts in show business, Clayton, Jackson, and Durante.
Lucky this isn't television. They kissed me. I can't get over it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Clayton and Jackson's first appearance on the air. Wait a minute.
Yeah, where's our money?
You're going to start in already, muffing your lines? let me take that line again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Clayton and Jackson's first appearance on the air.
Say, when do we get paid?
Yeah, where's our money?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Clayton and Jackson's last appearance on the air. But all kidding aside, this reunion takes me back 25 years to the days of the old Dover Club. Lou, do me a favor. Put your tap shoes on.
Put them on? I never took them off.
How about you, Eddie? How's your voice?
Jimmy, you're looking at another Hildegard.
Well, fellas, let's go back. The Dover Club, 1923. The Joiner's Jam. I'm at the piano. Clayton is polishing up his dancing shoes. And Eddie is out on the floor singing.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home?
Sing it, Eddie!
I'm home the whole day long.
His boy is ready for silent radio.
Took him down. I'll pay the rent. Honey, I'll know I've done you wrong.
Say it like you're getting paid,
Eddie. Remember that old rainy evening you drove me out with nothing but a fine tooth comb.
Jim, when do I dance?
A little later.
The blame. Honey, ain't the shame. Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?
Jim, when do I dance?
Later.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home?
Stop dancing now, Lou.
I'm on the whole day long. I'll do the cooking down. I'll pay the rent.
Take the break, Lou. Take the break. We give everybody a chance.
Remember that rainy evening you drove me out with nothing but a fine tooth comb.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll notice while Lou is dancing at no time does his feet leave his ankles.
Bill Bailey, won't you please come? Come on and take us home. Bailey, won't you please come home?
Ready, your voice is colossal tonight. And Lou, I haven't seen you dance like that in 25 years. Say something to the people. Don't just stand there, Eddie. Pump them up. Okay, fellas, let's keep rolling. There's a big Coca-Cola buyer in the house from San Bernardino. Hit it, Roy. Hit it. I know down well I can do without Broadway, but can Broadway do without me?
No, no!
Herald Square, Times Square, Columbus Circle, 96. Say, where am I? I must have passed my station. Stop the music. Stop the music. Hey, Lou, Eddie. Remember the time I walked into the dressing room at the Palace Theater with a new pair of Sears and Roebuck slacks?
I'll never forget it, Jim.
Boy, were they tight. The first time I bent over, Sears and Roebuck dissolved partnership.
Boy, you were lucky BBD was still in business.
You're not kidding, Lou. I was. I was Jimmy, that well-dressed man. I set the styles for the social clan till I showed Ronald Coleman how to dress to kill. He didn't know his Worcester from his English twill. I'm Jimmy that...
Wait a minute!
What's the matter?
You know, Jim, I heard you sing that song 25 years ago. And your voice is still the same.
Gee, thanks, Lou.
How do you like that? He thinks that's a compliment.
You know, fellas, it doesn't seem possible that 25 years ago... the three of us were around a little piano at the club that ran.
Yeah, and I was singing, so I ups to him, and he ups to me. Say it, and I ups to him, and I said, stranger, put up your hands. Defend yourself. Then I faints with my right, I faints with my left. I see it's an opening. I'm flat on my back. So I ups to him.
Sing it, Jimmy boy. Sing it for the high ploy. Sing it, Jimmy boy. Sing it, please. Sing it, Jimmy.
Wait
Jimmy
a
boy.
Minute.
Sing it,
wait
Jimmy.
Wait a minute. There's a guy going in business for himself. Take it easy. This is a reunion, not an audition.
Never mind him, Eddie. Eddie, go ahead. Sing the song that you did in the Ziegfeld Showgirl.
Certainly. I love the birds, the pretty bees and trees, because they all love you.
If you're listening, Crosby, start packing.
I love the one that shines above, because they all love you.
I'll take it. I love
birds,
bees,
trees.
I love
park,
the park, bench,
the bench,
girl,
the girl.
Say I love
stop,
move,
rain.
Rain. each one beneath the sun.
Yes, Schnoz. Those were the days.
Yeah, what a time we had, mingling with the elite, the four of us.
The four of us?
Yeah, Clayton Jackson Durante and our interpreter. Now I know John well, I can do without Broadway, but can Broadway do without me?
No, no.
Say, can Broadway do without me?
Be sure that the product is pure when you ask for drug preparation. Buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Yes, you can be sure that more than 2,000 different drug products are pure when they bear the name Rexall. For the familiar name Rexall stands for purity, quality, and reliability in a complete line of drug products. It's no wonder that Rexall has won first place in the medicine cabinets of millions of American homes. So, for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug products.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, that tall, handsome, red-blooded, two-fisted, barrel-chested He-Man. Oh, what's the use? Nobody'd believe it. It's me, Victor Moore.
Oh, Victor, Victor, don't you feel bad. You may not be tall, but you've got a certain something.
Yeah, I've got something, but... I'm not certain what it is. But tell me, where's Jimmy?
Well, his two vaudeville partners, Clayton and Jackson, dropped by, and they stepped outside to talk over show business.
Gosh, I remember that act. When I first saw it, I was wearing short pants.
Victor, you saw Clayton, Jackson, and Durante when you were wearing short pants? How old were you?
42, but I wanted to get in for half price. But you know, I think how I...
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Stop the presses. It's a gallows. It's a catastrophe.
Hey, calm down, Jimmy. What's the matter?
I'm standing on the corner conversing with Clayton and Jackson when what happens? The bus pulls up. The driver slams the door in my face and drives off.
Well, why should that upset you?
How would you like to stand on Vine Street and have your nose snapped back at you from Beverly Hills?
But Jimmy, where's Clayton and Jackson?
Outside the stage door signing autographs for the corset crowd.
Oh.
Working with the old actor Gill has really put me in a neuralgic mood, believe me.
I know just how you feel, Jimmy. Well, I'll never forget when I used to play Shakespeare dressed in tights. In those days, I had an hourglass figure.
Victor. Victor. You had an hourglass figure.
Yeah, but the sand shifted, and look at me now. A grandfather clock.
That daylight saving sure knocked the stuffings out of you.
Well, I was quite a boy in those days. Why, we were... Would you believe it?
I get it.
Yeah, I was once so pretty, I played in some of the Shakespeare's greatest love stories.
Don't tell me you played Romeo.
No, Juliet, I was prettier than you think.
Oh. Show business, believe me, Victor, what memories. Do you remember when we played on the same bill together in Wichita, Kansas?
Oh, yeah, Wichita, Kansas. That's where I had the date with that beautiful showgirl.
Yeah, when she took you home and cooked dinner for you and you sat all evening in front of the fireplace.
Yeah, that's right. And the poor guy she stood up had to walk 11 miles in the rain.
Yeah. What am I laughing at? I'm the guy with the shrunken suit. But here comes someone I'd gladly walk 11 miles in the rain for. The darling of the record crowd and the queen of the jukebox, Peggy Lee.
In person. Hi, Victor. Hello, Jimmy boy.
Hiya, Peggy. Say, there's something I want to ask you. I read in the papers that your record of Mañana sold over 1 million copies. I have a little number called Chittibee, 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 Chittibee. And I thought we might put it on the other side.
Well, I'm sorry, Jimmy, but that record already has a number on the other side.
Well, mine is a very short number. Is there any room left around the edges?
Oh, stop kidding, Jim. I was in a music store the other day, and they told me that your records are selling like hotcakes.
They ought to sell like hotcakes. When you pour syrup on them, I sound like Sinatra.
Bit of honey paid $13.80, $6.90, and $2.40. Candy bar paid $7.40 and $4.90.
Wait a minute, Victor. What are you doing?
Well, I didn't have any lines here, so I thought I might as well give the race results.
You know, this boy is another Stassen. He's running away with himself.
You know, I've been thinking about your political campaign, Jimmy. If you could get all the people you know in show business behind you, you'd be a cinch to get in.
Why, Peggy, the same thought just came to me. It's mental telegraphy. But, Peggy, while Victor and me plan a tour to contact our show business friends, will you inspire us with an aria in the Peggy Lee manner?
Happy to oblige, Jimmy boy.
Happy to oblige.
I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say. I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? All of my clothes are unsightly. All of my hats are a crime. If dear and you I pick rightly, it's the very first time you came along, say. I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong.
You may be wrong.
But I think you're wonderful.
But then you may be wrong.
I think you're swell.
Do you like our style, say?
I think it's marvelous.
But then you're always wrong.
So how can I tell?
Deuces to me are all aces.
Seems as though I'll never win.
And faces are all open spaces.
You might be Errol Flynn. You came along, say. I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand. But I may be wrong. Here's
a 60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
How much is a microgram? 1/30 millionth of an ounce. 1/480 millionth of a pound. It's impossible to imagine anything as light or as small as that, isn't it? And yet, in the great Rexall Control Laboratories, these microscopic measurements are made every day in the analysis of drugs and drug products. Accuracy to the 30 millionth part of an ounce. Now, that gives you some idea of the scientific control that lies behind every Rexall drug product you buy, of the care and precision with which all Rexall drug products are made. This care and precision is a big reason why you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
I I've Victor, can hardly wait to start our political tour to get the big names in show business behind Durante.
Yeah, and talking about show business, Jimmy, I was thinking of that act you used to do with that bubble dancer.
Yeah, she was great, but I had to pay her $500 a week.
How can a bubble dancer be worth $500 a week?
Big girl, small bubble.
Oh, well, let's start our tour. Are you ready, Peggy?
Ready and waiting, Victor.
Well, let's hop in Peggy's lap, Victor, and we'll be really sitting pretty. Let's go. Any state in the 48 is great.
The 48 is great, and any state is a reason we should celebrate.
We ought to celebrate, and we're gonna toll a theatrical poll to see if Durante can win.
I know every actor, and that's a big factor.
Durante, you're sure to get in.
Wear a magic carpet to take this trip.
We pull a string and away we rip.
Hey, Jimmy, something seems to be wrong with this magic carpet.
Yeah, it's swaying from side to side.
I know. It's made from a hula dancer skirt. I don't know where it's going, but it sure gets around. I got a million of them. Any state in the 48 is great.
Where's the first stop, Jimmy?
I picked a very important place. Tell them about it, Peggy.
It's a very interesting view. May I introduce you to
the Grand Canyon, Arizona.
Folks from Kalamazoo and Pomona
go to the Grand Canyon, Arizona.
Here's a wonder of the world unfurled.
Grand Canyon.
Go on down, boys. The Grand Canyon is waiting for you.
Hey, Jimmy, if you're looking for people in show business, how come you came to the Grand Canyon?
Because out here on location is the biggest producer, director, writer, actor, genius in show business. There he is over there. Pardon me, sir, but aren't you...
Your obedient servant, Orson Noodleburger.
Noodleburger, are you with or without onions?
Quiet, you putty peasant. I'm about to shoot a scene. Places, everybody. Action. Camera. Wait a minute. What's that big hole in front of my camera?
Why, Mr. Noodleburger, that's the Grand Canyon.
Fill it up. My script calls for level ground.
Fill up the Grand Canyon. But there's a whole lot of level ground right back of you. Why don't you shoot that?
What, and turn my camera around?
What a scientific brain. This guy's another Newton.
A Newton?
The fig, not the professor. Oh.
Look, Mr. Noodleburger, Durante is running for office in the next election.
Yeah, I'm trying to line up the big people in show business. Can I count on you?
Well, in my opinion, the domestic issues at stake have to be balanced by a firm foreign policy and integrated with the National Rehabilitation Program and the gradual amortization of the aggregate incumbencies.
How do you like that? Ask a guy a question, he starts running for office himself. Any state in the 48 is great.
That breeze from Lake Michigan should tell you where we are.
Not to mention the loop.
Yeah, not to mention the stockyards.
It's Chicago, the windy city.
Chicago, what a place.
It's a town that's rough. It's a town that's gentle.
A town that's tough, yet sentimental.
Chicago.
Go on down, fellas. Chicago's a great show town.
Victor, we're in luck. Standing in front of this theater is the newest sensation of the cinema.
Relax, boys. It's Hot Breath Houlihan.
She can't scorch me tonight. I had my nose in a deep freeze all week. But I'm glad you picked a success here, Hot Breath. Tell me, is this your first trip to Chicago?
No. This is my second appearance.
What was your first?
You've heard of the Chicago Fire, haven't you?
Boy, I'd sure like to rub two of her together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say, you're kind of cute.
Well,
lover lips.
It gets around. It gets around.
Miss Houlihan, I'm trying to get all the people in the entertainment business behind me. Can you help me get elected?
Sure. Button nose. Use the Houlihan system for voting. It provides that whenever a woman goes into a booth to vote, Durante goes in with her.
Will that get me elected?
Maybe not. But you'll be the happiest candidate in the race.
Any state in the 48 is great.
Uh-oh, I know where we are now.
Who doesn't?
Yep, it's the only town of its kind in the world.
Yes, this is Hollywood.
If you make good in Hollywood, you'll be the toast of
big time smarties,
cocktail parties,
swimming pools,
dramatic school,
Warner's Metro RKO.
See how quick they spend their dough
in Hollywood.
Hey, these are your stamping grounds, boys. Go on down and see how you do in your own home territory.
Here we are, Victor. It's the home of Hollywood's greatest box office attraction, Lassie.
All right, I'll ring the doorbell. You can talk to Lassie's owner.
How do you do, sir? I'd like to see Lassie.
Oh, everybody comes here looking for Lassie. It's always Lassie, Lassie, Lassie. Nobody ever looks for me. Why, when Lassie and I used to be in vaudeville, I was the star of the show. And she was just a dog.
I understand.
But now when we walk down the street together, everybody points at me and says, "There goes Mr. Lassie."
Poor fellow, he'd like to lead a dog's life, but the dog beat him to it.
Oh, you don't know what I've been through. Every night, Lassie goes out to expensive restaurants, and when she's finished eating, she asks the waiter if she can bring the bones home to me.
I've heard of April showers, but this guy is running clear into me.
Oh, what a horrible life I lead. Last night, Lassie went to Ciro's with Rita Hayworth. And where did I go? I went to Barney's Beanery with a cocker spaniel.
Look, mister, look. All I want to know is, will Lassie back me politically?
Why not? She's a breed with short hair and a long nose, and yes, anything built like that has got to be on your side.
Grand Canyon,
Chicago,
Hollywood.
You can travel north, south, east, or west.
No matter where you go, Durante comes out best.
It's great.
Wonderful.
Marvelous.
Stupendous.
Any state in the 48 is great. Good health to all from Rexall. We hope you're feeling fine. So always call for Rexall, where you see the Rexall sign.
Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall. Available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Touché, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs, and furthermore, Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How do you do?
Friends, our guest next week will be Lucille Ball. Well, Rexall for tonight, folks. From Victor Moore, Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Beatry, and
Jimmy Durante in person, who says greetings to all the American druggists who are now observing National Pharmacy Week and cooperating with the American Cancer Society to emphasize public education on cancer control. Remember, folks, Your druggist is a man who performs valuable services for you and your community every week in the year. Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are. And thank you, Billy Vine, for a fine performance.
This program was produced and directed by Bill Cohan. Good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.